Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, the last flight of the season, was this past Saturday. I was on it. Julia was on it. About 150-plus veterans on three planes, our Flight of Champions, flew from Wisconsin to D.C. and came back. It was an amazing day.
It was an amazing day. It made me understand the magnitude of what these men and women went through, especially the young men. I think not a lot of us really understand the magnitude of the time when people were being drafted in the Vietnam War. It was televised and aired live on the radio.
The Draft Lottery, a live report on tonight's picking of the birth dates for the draft.
Pursuant to the executive order, the Director of Selective Service is going to establish tonight a random selection sequence for induction for 1970. I will ask Congressman Perney to come forward. Congressman Perney is representing the United States of the Military Affairs Committee of the House, and he also is a senior Republican president who has been of the watchdog committee of this selective service system. And we're going to ask him to choose the first.
So what's happening next is a glass circular container. It looks like a fish tank, but it's full of blue plastic capsules containing slips of paper with each possible birth date, January 1st to December 31st, including February 29th, leap year. He rummaged his fingers through the pile, pulled out the first one, opened, then read aloud, "Mind you, my father was watching this. He's born September 12th. So you hear the month first, so people are on the edge of their seat when they hear the month. And here was the first one drawn.
September 14th.
September 14, 001.
So imagine being a young man that age, or their mother, their father, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, friend, wife, brother, sister, listening on the radio or television, see if their loved one's birth date would come up. Here's CBS reporter on that historic night as the draft lotteries kept being named during the Vietnam War era, and here you go.
Here at Selective Service Headquarters in Washington is CBS News correspondent Roger Mudd.
Good evening. It was 29 years ago that the first and most famous lottery number, 158, was drawn as the United States entered World War II. Tonight, for the first time in 27 years, the United States has again started a draft lottery. And the famous first pick tonight is September 14th. The first birthday that now is designated 001, which means for 19-year-olds born on September 14th, that beginning in January, local draft boards will induct those men born on September 14th, barring deferments. The next.
So, during the Stars and Stripes honor flight, we spoke to some of those men that were drafted or saw their buddies drafted. And you know what the 11,000th Stars and Stripe Honor veteran did, Michael Heft? He enlisted himself because one of his buddies, he was watching television with him and was drafted.
Floored by it. He said, "We have a big surprise for you." And took me off and awarded me with a medal and a cap and a sign. And way too cool. Pretty cool.
Are you looking forward to today?
Oh, absolutely. All of it. All of it's just going to be awesome.
It was awesome. The Vietnam War is considered by the U.S. military to have lasted from August of 64 to 73, and then the draft, based on birth dates, started December 1st, 69. I spoke to another Purple Heart veteran, Mark Rouleau, Corporal Vietnam, Marine Corporal in the Vietnam War. He wanted to set the scene for us on what the Marines wear before he talked about how he got his Purple Heart.
We wore flak jackets. It's a fiberglass vest. And in the war, we never wore any shirt, just that flak jacket. And it's just a vest, and it stopped shrapnel from like a grenade or artillery.
He said there's a tag on the back of every vest. And the tag said 97% of all combat wounds are caused by shrapnel. Wear this wisely.
And it was in January, and it get a little cooler. And I had an old one, and it didn't zip.
He kept it on. And here's what happened 2 days later, January 24th, 1966, even though that vest did not zip up.
2 days later, we were coming out of a village, and a sniper shot me, and what happened was he shot me on an angle, and there's fiberglass pieces inside that flak jacket. They're like a little bigger than my hand, and it's right here, one piece overlapped the other, and it hit right there in a double thickness, knocked me right to the ground.
On your shoulder?
Right here.
He's pointing to the bullet, slicing his entire back from shoulder to shoulder. And here's this.
But the bullet didn't go in, but it ripped me open from the impact. And it knocked me to the ground. So the corpsman came up and said, "What happened?" I said, "I think I got shot, you know." So they said, "Let's go in a hut here." And the impact ripped my back open. And they bandaged that. But
thank goodness you were wearing that. If you weren't wearing that.
I'd be probably dead. But I mean, the thing, I don't know what this body armor is now. I don't know if it can stop a rifle, but I mean, where if that's a direct hit on those slack jackets, it would go right through it with a rifle. It was the angle that the bullet's power went to the right instead
the
of...
The physics, yeah.
Yeah, and I have the bullet. I dug it out. I've got
it. Was in your body?
No, it was in the back of the flak jacket. It's like all the way through, like from here to one end to the other. But I cut it out, and I got it in the box with the Purple Heart.
So right next to his Purple Heart is that bullet that nearly killed him. And he was looking for names on the wall of his fallen soldiers.
I was on light duty for a week because I couldn't wear a flak jacket. Mm-hmm. They sent my mother a telegram, said I was hospitalized in Da Nang, and military adults would say the same. I never went to the hospital. I was treated in the field. Okay, and then I was on light duty for a week. Swelling went down. I'm back in duty. Went back to that village. Russell Hatton got killed on February 1st. I saw his name. He was from Detroit, and his brother had been killed in the Korean War. So, I mean, it was... He got shot in the stomach and just really spit up a lot of blood. He bled to death, I think, you know. And it's just all these years, I had to send pictures to guys I know. You can't explain it, you know. Like this buddy of mine who lives in California, he says he always wants you to go to the wall. And I text him, I said, "I'm at the wall. I'm at the wall." Rich, he's a good guy, I assure you.
That's amazing. You okay, brother? Oh, that's what he texted you back. He knew. He knows you.
He got shot in the arm during a truck. They got ambushed. He got shot through the arm. There were 18 guys in that truck. 8 of them were killed. One guy grabbed a 60-millimeter mortar and started firing, or they all would have been dead. He said they made the medevacs, and because he was just shot in the arm, he was the last one. He said all that was on that helicopter was the crew and body bags and me. That's what he was. It was just body bags and the crew and him, because he was alive.
He was so happy, John, to be there. And it's all thanks to the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. The first time he saw the Vietnam Wall, he was there in the 60s. John, it wasn't built yet.
Right.
And here is his impression.
Very moving. Very moving. And when I think back, you know, there's a... That guy who was sitting with us had 4 Purple Hearts. I knew people that had 2 Purple Hearts, but I never knew. That's unbelievable to me.
So he's talking about one of the Purple Heart veterans, Cohen.
Yeah, he was on our
David
bus.
David Cohen, yeah. Yep. So I went up to him and he showed me a photo of his Purple Hearts, and he has it all. And you know what he told me? He said, "I don't have 9 lives, I have 4, because he has 4 Purple Hearts." So many heroes.
Cohen was a company commander who lost 11 or 12 guys on the same day. I'm so glad you got to talk to these guys, and I'm so glad you're sharing their stories. It's what Honor Flight's all about.
I'm honored. Thank you.
If you text the word veteran, you can see photos of David Cohen's medals. You can see all our coverage. You can find out how you can help Honor Flight fly more veterans. Text the word veteran to 855-616-1620.